Hey, 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 welcome to the Startup and Thrive podcast. We exist to serve eventual entrepreneurs because no one wants to start up and fail, at least not permanently. This is the how-to podcast to show you how to not quit. I'm your humble host, Charlene Sanders, affectionately known as CEO Charlene, which stands for Chief Edification Officer. I love, love, love to celebrate and learn from the journeys of others. Today's episode is brought to you by True Identity, the standard t-shirt of choice for candid people just like you and me. The True Identity t-shirt of the month is, I'm an entrepreneur, I start shit on purpose. When you know who you are and what you represent, you need a true identity. Check out the collection at trueidentity.com. That's TRUEIDENTITIE.com. Are you ready? Say you're ready. Okay, let's start the show. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 0 of the Startup and Thrive podcast. I am your host, Charlene Sanders, and wanted to introduce myself formally and give you a little bit more information about the why behind Startup and Thrive, and to help you understand who should listen, tune in, and stay plugged into this podcast. So a little bit about me. Again, my name is Charlene. I affectionately refer to myself as CEO Charlene, and that stands for Chief Edification Officer, because I absolutely love to glean from the journeys of others. I am an insatiable learner, and that edification component comes in when I celebrate people for just doing their thing and living life and just figuring it out. Aside from that, I do consider myself to be a wordy t-shirt wearer, a finally founder, eager edifier, or a startup instigator, definitely a rebel with a cause, and I'm very much anti-status quo, which is a bit of what Startup and Thrive represents. So Startup and Thrive is not a podcast to teach you how to start a business. There's several resources out there, several podcasts that touch on that subject. Startup and Thrive is really for the eventual entrepreneur, the entrepreneur who has a job. However, their job is the side hustle and not the venture that they're working on the side of that particular job. And the person is at a point now, the eventual entrepreneur is at a point in their lives now to where they have got to get out of that job. They want to get out of that job as soon as possible. They understand that it is a dead-end job, and their only goal in life right now is to really figure out how do they exit from that job safely and securely and confidently. And that was me. Because that was me, I want to help people who are in the same and similar predicament so that we can get about the business of creating our best lives now, doing what we want to do on our terms. The frustrated employee who knows that they are really called to be entrepreneurs is one who is dedicated to making that happen. I want to be the journeyman for that process because I understand exactly what that process looks like. When I started to chronicle and document my journey through the startup phase and the startup process, I recognized that I couldn't possibly be the only one. I couldn't possibly have been the only frustrated employee who knew that they had a much bigger calling on their lives, and that calling was in the entrepreneur space. I knew I couldn't be the only one. So when I figured out that I couldn't possibly be the only one, I started to chronicle and document and record some of my days as things happened and unfolded along the journey. I started to record a lot of the ups and downs, the hills and valleys, the happy days, the not so happy days as it relates to the journey, because I knew that it was ultimately going to serve the purpose of helping someone else along. The best thing that you can do right now if you are an eventual entrepreneur, which is why the Startup and Podcast platform exists, is to find someone who's just a couple steps ahead of you and allow them to take you along that journey, to pull you along, and then you be thinking about along the way how you can do the same for someone else once you get to a position where you're comfortable with your journey. Because it is very easy to get deterred when you are in the process of doing something new or in the process of shifting and doing something hard or difficult or challenging, you find that if you have a community around you, if you have someone talking you through the process, walking through the process with you, you find that it's not as bad as you believed it to be because you're not doing it solo. That's the purpose of the Startup and Thrive podcast, is to give individuals that virtual community that they need and that constant dose of inspiration, motivation, aspiration, know-how, tools, resources, advocacy, advice, and all of the things in between to help them to simply not quit, to help them to keep going. Because I do believe that your break comes right outside of your box, right outside of that box that you place yourself in. Your challenge is about to clear up right outside of your comfort zone, but you have to be stretched a little bit and you have to grow. If you've got people talking that way to you along the way, telling you, I understand, I get it, it's okay, this is normal, it's not as big of a deal as you think, or this is how you work yourself through that process, then it becomes a lot easier to manage the process. And being a startup, you do have to manage the process. I remember my journey like it was yesterday. I remember how I felt. I became very frustrated. I became very disenchanted. I became very discouraged and just basically started to really, 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 really hate my job. But what I learned through that is I hated my job because I was not able to create the meaningful, challenging work that actually best fit my skill sets. And then that's when the light bulb clicked on and I started to realize, Charlene, your impact is not going to happen here in corporate America or any other job. You've always been entrepreneurial. You've always wanted to solve the big problems. You've always wanted to solve problems through people. You believe that organizational culture is a real thing. You believe that employee engagement as a center, positive employee engagement, positive organizational management is a real thing. And yet you are working for a corporation where it sounds great on paper, but you're not seeing it every day. And so that became really, really frustrating to me, that individuals who were responsible for making things happen were not being required or held accountable for making things happen. And so it woke up that entrepreneurial side of me to where I realized, if you are what you say you are, then you have to be who you say you are. And it was at that point that I decided to create an exit strategy to start up and thrive. I have been an entrepreneur before 2 or 3 different times. And each of those times I took a leap of faith. And guess what? I would never advise you to take a leap of faith. Never, ever would I advise you to take a leap of faith, because there's a lot of due diligence that's necessary beforehand. And for me, my leap of faith did not happen based on due diligence. My leap of faith took place because I thought that because I had been doing a particular job for a while, that I knew all that there was to know about that particular industry or that particular role, yet I didn't. I thought that just because I was interested in doing something as a hobby, that automatically translated to, of course, you would be great at this as a business. And yet I found that in each of those instances, I wasn't passionate about it. I knew this time had to be different. I knew this time had to be the time that I didn't give up, that I knew exactly what I was aiming to do, because I took a deep dive and deep thought process into really figuring out who I was, how I was meant to serve, who I'm meant to serve, and how I exist to serve. When I decided that it was necessary and for me to create my fulfilled life on my terms, doing the work that I decided to do, then I also decided that I wasn't going to be the frustrated, disenchanted employee anymore. I wasn't going to wake up another day thinking, I hate this job and I hate this place. Because at the end of the day, it's not the job. Once you figure out that you are not where you want to be or should be, it's no longer the job. It is your responsibility to then get out there and figure out, how do you create your fulfilled life on your terms? I knew I had to stop playing small with my life. I knew that I couldn't tell myself, not one more day, there has to be more to life than this. I knew that in order for me to really feel fulfilled and to know once I do leave this place, I have to do the work that most fulfills me, that gives me the knowledge and understanding and belief that I can and will and have made a difference. However, understanding that I was a call to be entrepreneur also helped me to understand that this was not going to be an easy road. Anything in life worth having is worth fighting for. And when you decide for your life that you're going to do a particular thing and go in a particular direction, so much is going to happen around you to either confirm that or to get you to move away from that. And all of those lessons and all of those challenges are necessary. However, you're going to need certain things along the way in order to remain vigilant. And that's where Startup and Thrive comes in. I am here to help those very disenchanted, very frustrated employees who know that they are entrepreneurial. They're not just eventual entrepreneurs. They're what I call working entrepreneurs. They're individuals who have created something on the side or who have all of these ideas that they want to really, really tap into and grow and you know, research and really put into effect, yet they don't have the time to do so because their job takes up too much of their time. I'm one of those people that I believe I can have the life that I want as long as I'm willing to work for it. And quite honestly, I'm not interested in asking anyone whether or not I have the available PTO time in order to travel the world. That's not my interest. While I am an entrepreneur, it was never my interest either to be my own boss. It's not about the title of being your own boss. It's not about feeling entitled about I am an entrepreneur. It's about building a life plan around what it is that you love to do as it relates to your career or your profession. Some people do extremely well in organized settings where jobs and roles are the title that you are given. I've had to find out that that's not where I thrive. Those environments have far too many bureaucracies going on. Too much red tape, too many people saying one thing and meaning another. And for me, I want to be able to work on the projects that I want to work on. I know I'm not the only one. I talked to so many people on my way out of my last job in a very discreet manner, and I gauged that they were in the same space. They wanted to be entrepreneurs, but they just didn't know how to create the extra strategy to get there. This podcast of Startup and Thrive is not meant to tell you how to start a business. My purpose with the Startup and Thrive podcast is to really help you to understand the journey. There is an entrepreneurial journey at play that you have to be very intentional about in order to get to the point to where you start up and you thrive. Anyone can start up. It's very easy to start a business, but how do you maintain a business? How do you stay in business? How do you not give up? For me, the first thing that I think of when it comes to deciding that you are going to exit from your job your dead-end job for the last time, you have to really know who you are, what you're meant to do, who you are meant to serve. And that doesn't mean one particular activity. That doesn't mean one particular business. There's a lot of different ways that you can translate who you are and what you are meant to do in various industries, in various projects. So when you leave that dead-end job for good, you have the tools, the resources, the know-how, and the belief that you can do exactly what you set out to, even if there's going to be challenges along the way, because there absolutely will be. The entrepreneurial journey is very much a roller coaster ride. However, such is life. Such is life. You can go to a job every day which is not secure. You're still going to have to deal with the ups and downs. What you are saying when you decide to step out and be the entrepreneur that you believe you were called to be, then you are saying, I understand that this may not be the easiest road to go. I understand that there's a lot of individuals, most individuals do not take this road less traveled, but it feels right for me. To really kind of hit on what a call to be entrepreneur is, a call to be entrepreneur in the way I define it is, I think about a person who has always been entrepreneurial. They're drawn to the business world. They're drawn to creativity. They're drawn to problem solving in a big way, to where they have to be on the visionary and strategic side of it. But they may not have ever thought of themselves as a call to be entrepreneur. Yet at some point in life down the road, something clicks in them and helps them to realize that all of this time, my life has been giving me clues about the fact that I am, in fact, a call to be entrepreneur. I'm not meant to create impact in a job or structured setting such as a corporation or organization directly, where there's a hierarchy in place. I may work with those individuals. I may work with those organizations directly as a entrepreneur, but it's not meant for me to fall up under a particular department or group and that be my sole source of contribution to the world. A call to be entrepreneur recognizes that I've always been entrepreneurial. Even when you try to get away from it, you go back into corporate America. If you, like myself, have been an entrepreneur, back to corporate America, been an entrepreneur, back to corporate America, back to a job. But it just stuck with you and you could never get rid of it. It's like a monkey on your back that you can never get rid of. And at some point you decide, you know what? If my life keeps pointing this out to me, if my life keeps turning me into that direction, then there's something that I need to do about that. Obviously, there is something there for me to really, really, really go take a look at, be a part of, and take a deep dive into really figuring out why I am drawn to this entrepreneurial space. When I was a frustrated employee and I knew I just had to get outside of the job, I knew I had to get out of corporate America, it took me about 3 years to do it. Some people are going to be able to do it in 6 months. Some people are going to be able to do it in, you know, maybe 3 years, maybe 4 or 5, whatever the situation is, wherever you are in that journey, what you recognize is that you're going to do it. You don't care how old you are. You don't care how young you are. You don't care how much experience others believe that you have and how others qualify that experience. What you know is that this is the right road for you. The startup ecosystem is where you want to be. In the entrepreneurial realm around those individuals is where you thrive and where you feel alive and where you feel best utilized. So you are going to do everything in your power to get in that space, to thrive in that space, and to love that space, even with all of the ups and downs that comes with it. That's what a call to be entrepreneur is. And when I realized that this was a thing, meaning the level of frustration, the level of discouragement, the level of unhappiness that existed because you are operating in a space that you're not supposed to be longer than you should have been, or maybe you're operating in a place that you're supposed to be, but you're not getting the message or the memo that your life, God, universe, whatever you believe in, is telling you that it's time to shift. When you become that really, really frustrated employee and you realize there has to be more to life than this, this is not working for me, you have to be in a space where you can figure that out, and you need the community to do that. That's what Startup and Thrive is about. I want to help people transition from the dead-end jobs that they do not love into their entrepreneurial full-scale life with as much information as possible, with as much community as possible, with as much of the tools and resources necessary to transform into not just entrepreneurs, but entrepreneur leaders. I believe in being a student, an advocate, and a practitioner of everything that you do and believe in as it relates to your entrepreneurial life. I believe in you using your voice in a major way where you don't just show up to participate, but you show up to actually be an active participant in that realm or in the industry, and people know who you are in that space. People know you for what it is that you choose to do and be. You have a voice that you use, whether you blog about it, whether you speak about it, whether you volunteer your time in certain community efforts, or you volunteer your time with professional organizations, or you serve on a board. I am interested through the Startup and Thrive podcast as an extension of the training and learning / leadership hub of courageandcandor.org. I am interested in cultivating entrepreneur leaders. If it is your greatest desire to live a life, a fulfilled life as an entrepreneur, dedicated entrepreneur, and to create your best life now, then Startup and Thrive is absolutely for you. If you are currently using your job as your side hustle, meaning you are actively working on a project, you are actively working on building something, and now you want to take the time to really spend all of your time doing everything that you can to get that particular product to market or to partner with someone to make this idea come to fruition, then that means that you're ready to leave your dead-end job. A dead-end job is any job that does not lead you to whatever your ultimate fulfillment is. That is true whether you want to be an entrepreneur or not. If you are an employee and you hate your job, you hate the person that you work with as a manager, that person is horrible at leading you or not very good at training and developing their people because it's just not their skill set, then you need to find a job that you love. Don't spend any time there, any more time there than you have to. But for those of us who want to be entrepreneurs, we are in the process of creating exit strategies. And that's what Startup and Thrive is going to help you to do. It's going to help you customize an individual exit strategy so that you can leave that dead-end job for good. That's why I look to individuals who have been there, done that, who have been there, are doing that, to give you a lot of insight into certain aspects of the entrepreneur journey that you are going to have to deal with, to help you navigate those hills and valleys, to help you to, you know, strap in when the roller coaster ride takes you in two or three different loops, and to help you to stay the course. While it may be something that we want to do as entrepreneurs, we do understand that with our decision comes a lot of responsibility, and it's going to require a shift in mindset, because now you are in full control of creating your fulfilled life, which means you are in full control of creating your income streams, your revenue streams, to take care of your family. So the Startup and Thrive podcast is more about creating a life plan around your decision to be a dedicated entrepreneur. And there's a lot of moving parts to that life plan that we want to help you with so that you don't get overwhelmed with the process. You learn to love the process. You learn to love the journey. You learn to seek information out so that you can make the best decisions. With the Startup and Thrive podcast, we're going to teach you how to ask the most important question of the day. And interestingly enough, that question doesn't change. And it's one word. And that word is how. How do I exit a job that I don't love? How do I put myself in a position where I can collaborate with the best people to make my dreams a reality, where I am not dreaming but living my dream? How do I continue to stay the course? How do I continue to pursue the life that I love? How do I figure out how to make this particular product better? How do I improve upon this? How do I not get discouraged when everything is coming at me at once? How do I overcome fear? How do I remove failure as a thought from my mind? How do I look at failure in a positive way? So this podcast is meant to help you to figure out the how about every aspect of this journey. That's why I say I want to tap into the entrepreneurial journey and not necessarily the business functions. However, we will be talking to individuals about specific business functions, because I do want you all to understand social media and understand retirement planning and financial responsibility and having a strong mindset and having the ability to have crucial conversations with individuals and understanding what it looks like to connect intentionally and all of the other things that go along with your entrepreneurial journey. I want you to love your journey, respect your journey, love the process no matter what comes with it. So I think that is as much as I can give you as right now as far as the podcast to tell you a little bit more about me. As I mentioned before earlier, I definitely have been around on the entrepreneur to employee carousel more than a couple of times, which is why I found this to be extremely important. I am a advocate of solving problems through people in a big way. I love the creative aspect of problem solving at the startup phase. I enjoy attending hackathons because that's where a lot of creativity and innovation happens. And I really do enjoy understanding and learning about the journeys from others, because not only does success leave clues, but so does failure. And failure doesn't have to be a negative thing. I want to leave you with this when you think about failure. When you think about failure, look at failure as an acronym as opposed to a thing that happened in your life, an action that took place in your life that made you feel a particular way. When you think about failure, you have to tell yourself this: I am formidable. I am actionable. I am impactful. I am luminescent. I am unique, I am resilient, and I am an edifier. If you reframe the way you think about failure in that term and understand that anything that you have gone through is simply a lesson that was meant to teach you something, you don't ever have to think about failure as something that happened where you failed permanently and you cannot recover from it. Failure is simply lessons to be learned along the way to say, maybe you can't do it that way, so maybe you have to consider doing it this way. Maybe you can't work with that person. Maybe you need to seek out someone else to take this in a different direction. Maybe the timing wasn't right, but in a few days, in a few months, in a few weeks, in a few years, the timing is going to be better. Maybe there's more for you to learn right now. So failure is not a permanent no. It just may mean not like that, not right now. With that, I will leave you to enjoy the rest of your day. If you want to learn more about the community and actually join the community that Startup and Thrive is built around, then you should visit courageandcandor.org, and you'll learn a lot more about what we stand for as a giving community of entrepreneurs. You can also find out more about me at charlenelsanders.com. You'll understand what projects I'm working on, what inspires me, what I believe in, and what's important to me. I thank you guys for taking the time out of your day to listen to little old me and the conversations that we'll be having on the Startup and Thrive podcast. Hopefully this episode zero gave you some insight into what you should expect from the show. I am very excited about our first guest, who is Stephanie Jewett of Actively and Startup Sisters USA, based here in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. Please like it, love it, subscribe, suggest it, recommend it, talk about it to your friends. This podcast is absolutely going to be exactly what you need, and many of your entrepreneur peers are going to need as well. Peace and blessings. Make it a great day.